Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Brad. It's January 27th. I've got Sam and Lee in the studio with me and Mary Jo as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't say good morning, gentlemen, anymore.
Yes, this is a things problem. Have changed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
So how are y'all this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Julie, our guest?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you.
Good.
You didn't give me a chance to introduce her.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
fired.
Oh, no. You stole his thunder.
We've jumped right in.
All right. Well, we're there. So let's do this then. We've got Julie Gruen in the studio with us this morning. Julie is special events lead for Forsyth County Senior Center.
Yes.
And so welcome. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
So, Julie, the way we typically start a show is we just ask you to tell us a little bit about where you're from, where you went to school, how you ended up doing what you're doing today.
Okay, well, that's quite a story. I actually was born and raised in Southwest Florida, and for some reason didn't want to stay on the beach. I don't know why. It's
me
crazy.
Either.
I know. And so I ended up going to college in the mountains of North Carolina. And while I was there getting a degree actually in English, I ended up working for a ministry, doing events, coordinating basically everything, and found out that I really enjoyed that. So after North Carolina, I went back to Florida, to Orlando, to study hospitality and got my master's in hospitality and tourism management. And I continued working in event planning and coordinating for different companies and moved to South Carolina to pursue a job opportunity. And about that time, I had family that had moved to Cumming, Georgia. I was like, oh, Cumming, this is interesting. And I started visiting, and then I was visiting more and more and more. Every time I had 2 days off in a row, I seemed to be in Cumming, in Atlanta, exploring, and just came to realize how great the quality of life is around here, all the opportunities. And since I was here all the time anyways, I thought, you know what, I should probably just move down here to the Cumming area in Atlanta, and that was a great decision.
So did you move without a job? Or?
Yeah, I actually left my job in South Carolina and moved down to Georgia, and knew that I wanted to do something. I've been working in the corporate sector, and I wanted to take my skills and do something that really kind of gave back, helped others, and helped build community, and that's pretty much what led me to senior services.
So that when you moved to Atlanta, that was your first job?
That was my first job in this area, or in senior services.
So she did events for a nonprofit, you said, or your church?
What yeah, I've been doing events for different companies, a museum, a sales company, some different things like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I meant when you moved to Atlanta, your first job was with the Forsyth County Senior Services?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And how did that come about?
Well, I knew I had some friends and relatives who already worked for the county, and I knew it was a good area, so I started looking at what they had available. And I really liked the idea of senior services, of being able to meet and help the senior population. So that's what I decided to get into.
And how long have you been with the county?
A couple of years now.
Okay. So when you came on board, was it everything you expected, or were there some surprises? Or tell us about your experience and what you did right out of the gate.
It's been great. We're always going through a growth period, as is the general population. And so I've had the opportunity to do a lot more than just events. I started taking on marketing and different communications for our department. And it just really surprised me the amount of things that are available for seniors, not only in our county, but really in the whole Atlanta area. And I enjoy that aspect of it because the senior population is so diverse. There's all different kinds of activity levels. And so we have different programs, activities, and events to really meet the needs of everyone. So that's been a great thing for me to explore and learn and be able to help everyone find, you know, their solution and what they need to do.
So let's take a step back. Tell me what Forsyth County Senior Services does.
We are actually about, let me tell you our mission statement, because I think this is a good jumping off point. We are the focal point where older adults gather for services and activities that respond to their diverse needs and interests, enhance their dignity, support their independence, and encourage their involvement in their community. And I think that's really what spoke to me, that we have these different activities, we have trips, we have the events, we have wellness events, everything that's important for, you know, an aging population, the information that they need to have, socialization, everything you can think of to serve the senior population. So we have different things that bring people together who might otherwise stay in their homes by themselves, so they can come into the center and meet friends, make new friends, have a meal, have a card game, you know, go out on a trip, transportation. So there's all kinds of different opportunities to get them out of the house and have fun, really.
Let's develop that a little bit. In our business, we see there's one issue I'm sure Brad and I agree on, and we love the concept of home care, having some being in the privacy of your home. But there is somewhat of not a downside, but a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And that if you're not proactive, you become a prisoner in your home.
Right.
So speak to what it is that you or how you encourage seniors to get out of their home to these events.
Well, there's a couple different ways that can happen. We actually have a lot of family members, sometimes neighbors, who will try to get someone involved that might notice, you know, I'm watching out for my neighbor and I think they need a meal or they need to come into the center and get involved. Or a lot of people, I get contacted by sons and daughters saying, you know what, my parent just moved down to the area or is in the area. Can you help them out? What can they get involved in? And then we have some seniors, the more active adult population, that come in themselves because they've moved here or they're starting to get a little bit older and want to see what we have to offer. So we get lots of different referrals. And we also have the Meals on Wheels program, like you said, for those who are aging in place or at home, may need home care, who, if they can't get into the center, you know, we have people to go out and deliver the meals and have that contact, make sure they're okay. We have some very, very caring, you know, volunteers who deliver the meals. And if they think something's wrong, we know right away. And that's such an important connection to those who are in their homes.
How do you go about, you have a senior or a senior couple in their home and they're to a point where they either don't want to or they don't feel like getting out and driving. So how do you accommodate those individuals to come to get to the centers?
We actually, for those who can get on the bus, we do have transportation into our central location, which is called the Center at Charles Place. So there's definitely opportunity to get the transportation and come in and enjoy. They have some fitness activities, bingo, the meals, different things like that. Or, as I said, with Meals on Wheels, we can sometimes, you know, go out to the house and check on them. And
you mentioned buses, and that's mm-hmm. How does that work? Do the buses come to the door of the individual, or is there a common? Okay.
Yes, it comes right to the house. We have several different routes, and so in different parts of the counties, we have drivers who've been trained to go out and go to each individual house. Usually, the senior can come out, you know, down the driveway or to the sidewalk to make it to the bus.
So what kind of volume can you accommodate? How many people a day are you bringing into the center that way?
We actually have three different centers, so that we have some for the active adults who drive themselves in for, you know, the heated pool, the state-of-the-art fitness centers, a lot of different activities that way, concerts, art classes, events. So there's at least 500 or so that are active in the active adult centers. And then we have at least a couple hundred more that are active through the programs at the Center at Charles Place. And then we also have the Meals on Wheels clients. So,
in terms of people that would get a ride, though, I mean, what would you say in terms of number of folks that are getting a ride each day? I mean, not that they go every day, but
they do come on different days, so I don't have the total.
And do you have like three vans or five vans or?
We actually have five or six different routes each day.
Okay.
And they only try to stay on the bus a certain amount of time. So there's trying to work out and get some, you know, get some more buses and be able to expand services is something we think about, of course.
And how many meals do you typically deliver each day?
There are a couple different kinds of meals because there are hot meals and frozen meals to get them through the week. And I know that because I work with our Angel program, which tries to provide gifts for those needy seniors at home during the holidays, there's usually around 200 clients that are on the Meals on Wheels program and on the Angel program that we're getting gifts for.
So a lot.
And I assume there's a waiting list. I'm sorry, Mary Jo.
That is something that our kitchen staff and our director works out as far as, and how much funding we have, because it is a funded program, about how many we can take on.
I was just going to ask you, do the seniors call ahead and tell you when they want a ride, or are there certain days and times that they can come in?
Yes. A lot of them have a certain schedule, so we know what days and when they're typically going to be on the route, and then they'll call in when they might need to miss a day because, you know, they've got a doctor's appointment or something else going on, and that's how they get their, you know, tell us about if they're ready for a meal or not as well.
Other than the Meals on Wheels, what other services are available to Forsyth County seniors through your organization?
Well, as I said, we have a lot of opportunities for all different activity levels. We do have a heated pool. It's currently under renovation, so we're waiting on that. But that's very popular because it's very therapeutic, and we've had water aerobics classes and open swim times. We have fitness centers with machines that are specifically built to be, you know, easier on your joints. So we have a lot who take advantage of that during the day. And then we have classes and everything, computers, card games, fitness classes, dancing, art classes, you know, whatever the need is, we try to find a way to fulfill that need. And then we have concerts, dances, bingo, and wellness events include, we have upcoming Matter of Balance to help those who maybe have fallen or are afraid of falling. We have wellness fairs and a healthy fitness and aging fair. And we have the Senior Expo for a way to get more information on all the resources available in the county and the surrounding area.
Let's bridge to that, and that's mm-hmm. an important aspect of what you do. Not only are you the social environment, but you represent a resource for additional.
Right.
Speak to that, if you will.
Yes. We have a couple different ways that we do that. The primary way that we can get information to people is through the Senior Expo, and I'm sure we'll go into a little more detail on that. And then we also try to bring some experts into the centers. We've actually, at some of our centers, started an Ask the Expert program to bring in different ones, not just in certain fields, because we all have questions about insurance and the health fields and legal questions, financial questions that are certainly very important, but also some of the more hobbies. Let's say we just had a travel expert come in to talk about travel and trips and preparing for that. We had some authors come in and talk about writing and how to get a book published. And we did have a legal representative and a financial expert come in to talk about some of those issues that you need to think about ahead of time when planning for the future. And our center at Charles Place also brings in, you know, experts to talk about Medicare, talk about how do you do the paperwork. I mean, these are important issues to think about. So we have some that are able to come and meet the seniors at the senior centers, and then we have those who also are able to come to the Senior Expo so that everybody can meet in one place.
I'm excited about that Senior Expo.
Me too.
Can you tell us a little more about that and when it is and all that good stuff?
Sure. The 13th annual Forsyth Senior Expo will be taking place on February 21st this year. That's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and that will be at the Forsyth Conference Center. It's a great location for us. The event has grown so much in the past 13 years. We usually have around 1,500 in attendance, so it's definitely a popular event, and with good reason. We bring together about 90 vendors from all different areas that would concern the senior population. There is definitely home care represented there. There's healthcare and hospitals that are there. There is insurance, senior living. Sometimes we have pest control. We have different technology coming in now as we get new vendors. So it's a great way for the senior population to come to one place and get a chance to talk to the representatives from various businesses, nonprofit organizations, and government agencies, and get the information that they need to make an informed choice, to find out, you know, what's available in the area to meet their needs. And for the vendors, it's great because they can come to one place and meet a large population of the seniors and just get to talk, share information. So I love that aspect of it. And with it, we have free health screenings, free refreshments, free admission, and a lot of fun stuff.
And probably more dear to all hearts is free food.
Yes, the free food. I love that food, actually. It's provided by United Way of Forsyth County, who does a great job in partnering with us and helping us plan. And they have a great hospitality area with food for the vendors and the attendees, and for those of us who are also trying to work and sometimes forget to eat, but it's worth it to stop and take a break and get some of the food.
And where is it being held again?
The Forsyth Conference Center. It's actually at Lanier Tech, the campus that's off of Exit 13. So if you take Georgia 400 to Exit 13, it's located on Ronald Reagan Boulevard behind what is now called the Collection and used to be called the Avenues.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's been a great location, really state of the art, and they've really accommodated us. They have a great staff. There's parking available. It's easy to get to. So it's been a great way to have everything together in one place because it's gotten to be quite a big event.
And I will say that last year or the first year, I can't remember when it was, but when you first moved it there, mm-hmm. I really didn't think it was going to be a good location because it's in the southern part of the county versus central.
Yeah.
But it really, really has done well.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody has seemed to be able to find it, certainly. They do find it with about 1,500 attendees, and it gets crowded. But I think it's just a lot of fun for everyone to come in. I talked to attendees who were leaving last year, and they were very impressed with the quality of information that they could get from the vendors. I mean, it's fun that we come in and we get to have, you know, door prizes and the free food, and certainly the free health screenings are something that is a great benefit. But they do appreciate having, you know, vendors there who are going to talk to them, who are going to, I have a picture from last year because I was scrolling through some of the photos, and just a vendor, you know, standing there with a senior, had the form in hand going through, you know, some of the things we have questions about. You get forms, you get all kinds of information overload and thinking, what am I supposed to do? And it's great to have people there to say, look, this is my business. This is what I do. Let's talk about, you know, how I can help, how you fill out this form, what you need to know when you need to make decisions. So
going back to the services and the operations of Forsyth County Senior Services, if there are folks out there that would want to volunteer, what can they volunteer for and how would they go about doing that?
Okay, that's a great question. We rely heavily on volunteers because they do a great job besides the Meals on Wheels deliveries. We have those who come into the centers to help with events, to help with our Alzheimer's respite group. So spending time with the seniors in that group is really important. Even all kinds of administrative work. And I use volunteers for the Angel Program when I get in the presents. If you can imagine having 700 presents to organize and deliver during the holiday season, I love that we have volunteers to help with that. The way to get involved is there's a couple different ways. Probably call Senior Services. The phone number is 770-781-2178. We have a volunteer coordinator. His name is Jim. He loves the volunteers. He loves to get everyone involved, so he will find a way to get you involved. And that way we can get you started with a volunteer application. And based on your availability and your interests, find the right place to have you start working with us. There is a background check involved and everything like that, so it'll take a little bit of time. But we're always looking for new volunteers to help out at Senior Services.
Jim is something else. He's
great.
I don't know how old he is, but he is so energetic and always smiling and usually Julie's sidekick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who calls who boss, but he's a character.
We work together, so it's great.
He's great. And he actually places volunteers, and or is he just kind of the first
He does, gate? Especially for the Meals on Wheels deliveries. If you can imagine, that's a lot to coordinate to get out that many meals every day on the different routes. So he works with the kitchen staff to make sure that that's covered. If somebody can't come in, and it happens, then he's got backup volunteers who he'll call and get in there. So he, yeah, definitely is integral in coordinating who needs to go where for what. So that's good.
You mentioned a program that you work, I'm sorry, and I don't recall the complete name, Angel?
The Angel Program, the Holiday Gift Angels.
Tell us about that.
That's a really important program and something that's very near and dear to my heart, actually, when I started working with that. It happens around the holiday time. I try to get the wish list from the seniors. These are primarily the Meals on Wheels clients, some of our high needs congregate seniors, which are the ones that can come into the center, like they'll come in on the bus, but still are high needs, probably living alone, and some of our Alzheimer's respite group. And I get wish lists from them for, I mean, really, this year I tried to get their top six for those who are really needy. And we match those with members of the community. There are different organizations, companies, and really community members that find out and come in and get an angel wish and fulfill it for that senior. And I can't tell you the smiles on their face. I mean, it's a blessing when you get to go out. I got to deliver some last year, some of the gifts, and it just makes their whole holiday season. It really means something, especially if you can imagine being home alone. And you know this in home care, if you're going out to see a senior who's home alone and they need that human contact, they need to know that someone cares about them, and that may be all that they're getting for Christmas. And at that, you know, just to have three gifts or six gifts that are a blanket and some toiletries and, you know, slippers or a robe to stay warm during the holidays, I think it's a really important program to get involved with and help the seniors out during the holiday season.
Is there any other upcoming event that that you might want to speak to?
There's always an upcoming event. The next one, we have quite a few things going on right now. We have trips that take place every month, and we have an email distribution list that really alerts everybody to what's coming up. So I would say if you want to know what's going on, definitely get on the email list.
Give us an idea about the trips. Where are they? How does it happen? Just tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I did look at that. I was kind of looking back at last year because we go to such a wide variety of places. We try to do two trips a month, except during the holidays, there's just one. But two trips a month to different places all over the state. Sometimes it's just a shopping trip to a thrift store, an antique store, the Premier Outlets. Or it could be for some of the gentlemen and sports enthusiasts. We go to Turner Field or a Gwinnett Braves ball game. We've had trips to different museums all over the state and wineries like Chateau Elan. And let's see, even we've had Callaway Gardens, Gibbs Gardens. We have a holiday house tour. So they really have a wide range of trips, and I know those who plan them are always looking for new ideas to keep up with the variety, and then the favorites, you know, get repeated every couple of years because we all love to go to a winery or the Gibbs Gardens, you know, so those pop up again and again.
Is there anything else that you'd just like to tell us about that we haven't asked about or...
I wish I could tell you about everything. I could go on and on. Oh, another upcoming event, we do concerts with the Sounds of Sani concert band, and we'll have the Celtic concert coming up in March. on March 22nd. So after you go to the Senior Expo on February 21st.
And we'll be there.
Yes, Griswold Home Care will be there. I'm glad. Then we'll have the Celtic Concert in March, and we'll have concerts usually about every other month or so, and it's a lot of fun. We'll even have bagpipes at the Celtic Concert, so, and it gets quite a crowd. We're usually packed out at about 150, 180 people that come to the concert, so it's a lot of fun.
Are most of your things that you do for seniors free? I mean, maybe that's a dumb question, but...
They are free or low cost. Some of the events, especially a lot of the wellness events, different things like that are going to be free. And then some of them, like the concerts, are, you know, the tickets are $5 in advance.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
So, and you get, again, you get food with that. So we like
deal.
To have refreshments.
Always food with
yes,
seniors.
Yes.
I don't know if you can, but we're all about stories here. And we know that if you can tell a story that you know, is worth a lot. Can you describe to us a situation with a senior or in a family that you were involved in that we might be interested in?
Well, there's a couple different things because I love meeting the seniors every day, and I get to go around to all three of our centers, which is really a treat with my job too. When I move between them, some of them have missed me, and so I have a lot of friends in our senior clients. But I would say one thing that always stuck with me, and I'll go back to the Angel program, when I got to deliver some of the gifts, one of them was a lady who had was able to come into the center that day. And I was helping her out to her car with the gifts. And it was really just three things, like three to, you know, to you or me might be very small things, but she was crying and she was giving me big hugs and everything because she told me the year before her daughter had just died and that was her best friend. And now she was alone. And this was her whole Christmas, was being with us at the senior center, getting a few gifts, you know, through the Angel program. And I was just so glad that I got to be there with her to help, you know, make her holidays brighter and to really be family to her at that point. And that just, I'll never forget it. That's why we do what we do, you know, to get out there and help the senior population. And that makes everything worth it, I think.
You know, unfortunately, our society has a tendency to focus on youth and ignore or not see the seniors. And both of those age groups need assistance and help equally. Mm-hmm. And for obvious reasons, it's probably psychological. We don't want to focus on the youth because we know what the inevitable is. But it is really a great need out there. And the County Senior Services does a great, great job in reaching out, providing information, and connecting resources with those who are in need.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, thank you. And that was something that happened. We have different organizations that also help get some of the gifts for the Angel program. And they help out with kids as well, which is a great way to help both age groups. And, you know, I got to talk to a corporation, some of their employees, about the importance of the program. And I was speaking, and one of the employees got up and she just started talking with me about how important it was to help the seniors. And she just really had it on her heart to do that. And that was why she liked giving, you know, whatever she could. And I thought that was wonderful because she really got it. They were helping the children and the seniors. And I think, you know, we can help as a community, help both.
So the time flies by as it always does. For our listeners who might have a loved one that's reluctant to reach out and socialize the way that maybe they ought to, mm-hmm. what piece of advice could you give to families of seniors like that maybe not so outgoing and gregarious, and how what would you tell them to help get their seniors, their loved ones involved?
I'd say the first thing would be to start with just a visit. You know, a lot of people, that's, you just come in, there's no pressure, take a tour, find out what's going on so that they can find the right niche. You know, not every activity is for everyone, and not everybody is comfortable with being in the middle of a giant group all of a sudden, we just want to find the right thing for each individual. And so I think once they come in, talk to us, talk to other seniors, because they're more than happy. The ones who are already involved in activities love to meet new people as well and share with them what's going on. So I think that will help establish a connection. Just to come in, kind of take the fear out of it, or the might being uncomfortable with new people, just to meet one other senior, make a friend, find out what's going on. I'm a big proponent of getting information. I mean, that's why we do the Senior Expo. That's why we bring in experts, to take that fear, anything that might seem overwhelming or confusing, you know, take that edge off, get the information, find out what's going on. Just take that one step, you know, and if you have a family member, come in with them. That's fine. We have resources for caregivers as well. That's definitely a way to find out what's going on and how we can help.
Do you have, or do you help kind of broker those first visits, you know, so that you introduce somebody new to somebody that might mentor them, or at least, you know,
we do.
Make them feel welcome?
Usually there's seniors around anyway, so they definitely see when someone new is there, they'll come up and say hi. They'll say, you know, I'm taking this class, or, you know, we're doing the card groups, have new people join all the time. We had a lady come in a couple weeks ago, who's actually with a senior living facility, and they brought her over because she was new and wanted to get involved in bridge, I think it was, because she was a great bridge player. And we had bridge going on. They had looked on the calendar, which is on our website, and brought her in, and we immediately walked her down to the bridge group and started introducing her, and she fit right in right away and got involved in the card game, and she's been back every week since. So that's really a very important thing, to come in and meet everyone, and I think you'll find everybody very warm and welcoming. So
put mom or dad or grandma in the car and say, we're taking a trip, and make the trip to the Forsyth Senior Center.
Yes, definitely do that.
Julie, we thank you. Our time's up, and it was great information. We want to extend invitation to come back when there is an opportunity to bring light to another subject. We certainly welcome you then.
All right. I'd love to. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you for being our guest. That's it for today. And as always, we want to remind our listeners that they can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at ugeriaradio.com. And as we always do, we want to close and say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Ugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.